Well, interview with John Boy, I can tell already the disappointment on your face. Just talk me through your race.
Well, the start was a very good start. I mean, we were averaging about 3 minutes, 3:05 a mile. I mean, the first 10K was brilliant. I mean, we was all in a pack, myself, Pat, Josh and Rafa. But about 9 miles in, I really don't know what happened. I mean, I was slowing down, the boys were carrying on, and I started to get, I'm not making excuses, don't get me wrong, they're better men, there's no two ways about it, but started getting cramp in my shoulders, started breathing heavy. I mean, but I don't know what to say. It's one of them, it's nutrition, the nutrition side of things is perfect. Training, I assume, was perfect, but obviously not. I mean, last year I did just under 1:36. Today I did over 1:37, so I've lost a minute. I mean, in training I've been faster, a lot faster. I've pushed hour and a half just in training on my own, like on hilly courses and that, and this is flat and fast, but 9 miles in, I just don't know what happened, honestly.
A little bit unexplained, but just talking about the course here and obviously the added element of the bridge, I mean, how did you find it and indeed the conditions?
Again, there's no excuses for it. The conditions are perfect. There's no humidity in the air. I didn't feel a headwind. The bridge doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I've climbed hills 5 or 6 times worse than that, and hills aren't my problem. I just literally fly up them. But if I had an excuse, I would make one for you, but there's no excuses. I don't know what happened. I really don't know how to explain it.
It was always going to be hailed as one of the most competitive races we've seen at the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. Yeah. I know from a personal point of view, huge disappointment finishing third, but what a spectacle, what a race.
Oh, it was a brilliant race. I mean, if we would have carried on what we did in the first half, I mean, we was on for a 1:29, I think, in the first half. But like I say, Patrick and Rafa, they were just a lot stronger. I mean, like I said, about 9 miles in or so, it was going from a 10 metre gap, 20, 50, 100, and it got to about the 11th mile, and I suppose it was half a mile in front. But again, a great battle. If it would have been a half marathon, it would have been a lot better for me. But it's just, like I say, one of them things. I take my hat off to them. I don't make excuses. They were just better men on the day.